The Health Fix podcast is sponsored by Blue Blocks. That's BLUBLOX. Those guys are blue light blocking glasses. And let me tell you, I have been using their computer glasses for over a month now, and I have not had any headaches. I'm not feeling fatigued at the end of the day, and I am feeling great. That strain from me being on the computer and having these awful fluorescent lights above my head has gone away. So I challenge you to check out Blue Blocks, BLUBLOX, today and see what they can do for you.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and in today's episode, we are going to be talking about some weight loss aids and alternatives to HCG diets. Since basically as of March 2020, the government turned human chorionic gonadotropin, HCG, into a biologic. Now we can no longer have it compounded for you guys. So what do we do when we need to pull out some big guns to help you with weight loss? Now, this is a question that came from a patient, and she was like, hey, can you really talk about what's safe out there? What's going on? What are the alternatives to the HCG diet? And I was like, you know what? That's a good idea. Now, of course, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, you know that I'm all about diet, lifestyle changes, stress management, getting your stuff together. Emotional eating, putting that in check above all else, right? Because diets fail. They don't fail. You don't fail the diet. It fails you because it's not about lifestyle change. It's like a quick fix. We need to get our mind right about food. We need to get our mind right about lifestyle. But I am for helping folks out with little humps in the road who are having trouble where it's just like, man, I can't seem to get my appetite under control. I can't seem to get a pound off my body and I'm really getting discouraged. And that's where I used to use the HCG diet for patients. I never owned like a full-on weight loss clinic or anything like that. I just would kind of give folks a little nudge here and there. But I've now discovered that there are other things that can help, and there are alternatives since we cannot prescribe human chorionic gonadotropin anymore. So today I'm going to be going into what those things are, where to find them, what to do about them, and how it plays out for you. Benefits, risks, things of that nature. So let's dive into this episode, episode 247. So when I figured out that we could not use human chorionic gonadotropin anymore back in March of 2020, I was like, okay, all right, we got COVID and now we can't use HCG. This is huge. Two pandemics basically in one, because a lot of people were seeing benefits from the HCG weight loss diets. Now you can argue that it was the 500 calories a day kind of restricted diet, but there's also some placebo effect there. There's also more accountability there when you're taking something and putting some skin in the game. You're paying for something to help you to get this weight off. So I was a proponent of it in certain cases. Of course, I was always going to educate. But now that we don't have it, I'm finding a lot of people, maybe they fell off the wagon through the pandemic and now they're like, oh my God, I put on the COVID 40, I put on the COVID 60. Like, I cannot get this freaking weight off. Doc, you gotta help me. What do you got? So peptides are kind of what I've been turning to since I couldn't do the HCG diet anymore. And in particular, I have a few of them that I've kind of tried to see which one worked better. Now, of course, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, you know that I'm the N of one. I will try anything that applies to me or that is safe for me to try to see what happens to me so that I could tell you guys. So you're going to get a little bit today of things I've tried and some things that are really kind of new that I haven't had a chance to try on anyone yet, but I'm going to mention them just because they're there. So first and foremost, peptides. They're small protein fragments that as of right now have not been labeled biologics like the HCG. So biologic, what does that mean? It means it has an effect on the body and it is considered something that needs to be regulated. Peptides at this point are small protein fragments, a little more ambiguous, and hopefully for right now we will be able to keep them on board to help you guys out. The one that I started to use quite a bit when I stopped using HCG, it was something called CJC 1295 plus ipamorelin. What those two do is they kind of work together synergistically to help the body to produce more human chorionic, to produce more human growth hormone. And human growth hormone we naturally produce from our pituitary gland as we get older, but at a certain point, as we are done growing, it drops off. And so this is why we have some struggles as we get older with fat burn and keeping muscles going. And of course, we're not going to get taller as we get older after a certain stage of the game. You know, 18 through the 20s, we kind of stop growing. And it's due to the growth hormone not producing like it was before. Now, CJC 1295, it helps increase the growth hormone naturally because it works on your pituitary, which is a little gland between your eyes there, between your eyebrows, back in there, and something called the sella turcica, otherwise known as the Turkish saddle. For you geeks out there that want to know a little bit of anatomy and physiology, that is where your pituitary gland lives. It's kind of protected in a nice bony structure saddle there. And if you do ever get a chance to look at a skeleton, and in particular the skull, it is quite cool to see. So little geeking out side note there for you. So CJC ipamorelin works directly on that pituitary gland, and it can boost levels from 200 to 1,000 times what we normally would produce, which is kind of insane, actually. And do we want that much, I don't know, long-term effect? Well, haven't seen with research anything compared to if we just took straight human growth hormone, because a lot of people ask me, well, Doc, why don't we just take straight human growth hormone? Well, we almost want the body to kind of naturally stimulate its production because it regulates it better then. Because I have seen a lot of aches and pains, muscle issues, you name it, hormonal imbalances that happen with taking human growth hormone. However, if you do want human growth hormone, you can go to clinics down in Mexico and get hooked up with that. Am I going to tell you need to do that? That's for you to decide on that one, because I do see more side effects with human growth hormone injection. So just know that that is a thing. It totally is a thing. And the half-life, meaning like how long it stays in your system, can vary a little bit on it. Whereas with CJC 1295, we know it's 6 to 8 days. So if you started to see side effects, you just stop it and now we'll kind of go back. And the body will go back in balance. So things to think about with that one: irritation at the site of injection, you might have headaches, you might have flushing, you might have dizziness. And more or less with CJC 1295 and the ipamorelin combo, I liked it a lot better than some of the, let's say, precursor growth hormone boosters known as GHRP2 and GHRP6. Now, there's just more side effects with GHRP2 and GHRP6. And I have a lot of bodybuilders and folks in the fitness industry who love those particular boosters to this day and still use them. But I've kind of turned towards switching a little bit more to the CJC 1295 for my folks who are a little bit more sensitive. Now, you may be thinking, okay, well, if CJC 1295 works so well, why do I even need the ipamorelin? Well, the cool part about the two is they pack a 1-2 punch. The CJC ipamorelin takes about 4-ish hours to really set in and create its effect. And the ipamorelin starts right away in terms of hitting that growth hormone. And so what's happening is you've got ipamorelin starting the process and then the CJC 1295 taking it over. So you've got a 1-2 punch in terms of stimulation to that pituitary gland of yours. And ideally, I do have folks taking this at night. So injecting into the abdomen at night and seeing how it goes. Now, there's multiple different ways that folks will recommend this. Some folks will do it at night and in the morning. I like the nighttime since that is your time to work on repair and recovery and from the day, from your workouts, etc., but also for your growth time and your repair time. So that's how to time it in that case. The other really great thing about ipamorelin and CJC is that they also do not have an effect on cortisol. So they're not hammering your cortisol levels and getting them boosted artificially and messing with blood sugar and keeping your nervous system stuck in fight or flight. And I really like that about this. this. So that's why I have used CJC Ipamorelin in my office. I've used it myself. I've used it in certain training cycles. So when I was working on running marathons, I was doing it at night to just kind of help with recovery. And I was also using it to lean out a little bit, and it did work for me. Was it like, oh my gosh, I dropped, you know, 10 pounds of fat in 1 week? No, it's not like that. And you can't just take these injections and expect magically that if you eat a crappy diet that things are going to happen. It doesn't work that way. You do have to put in some effort here and get some weight pump going. You have to lift a little bit more. You got to push yourself a little bit with your exercises to help stimulate the body to actually want to repair and trigger out a little bit more of the growth hormone response. So I guess basically what I'm trying to say is you want to give the body a reason to need some growth hormone. So you do want to be doing a workout regimen. Now, am I saying doing HIIT workouts every single day? No. Meaning just making sure that maybe you're lifting a little bit heavier weights, you're challenging yourself a little bit, challenging yourself in whatever your fitness is. And sometimes you can see a little bit more change here with the CJC Ipamorelin. Now, I do cycles on it. So I will do a 21 to 30-ish day cycle on, take a month off, cycle on again. I have had people on it for 3 months and then cycle off. There are different ways to do it. There's folks that'll argue, you know, the standard of it. And typically I like to see one, if someone's training specifically for something and wants to lean out, or if we're looking like at a wedding and we have someone trying to get as lean as possible for their wedding, you know, maybe I might extend it a little bit longer. So these are things to think about in this case when you're looking at using a growth hormone stimulator. Now, another one that I really like that doesn't involve injecting yourself, because CJC 1295 and Ipamorelin, this is an injection and it's subcutaneous, so it's like right under the skin in the abdomen every single night. Or if you've chosen to do a morning one, I mean, you're doing either every morning or you're doing every night and morning, so twice in a 24-hour period. It gets to be a lot of injections and it gets annoying. I'm not gonna lie. Like, after a while, you're just like, oh my God, I don't want to poke myself anymore. Especially if you've paired this, because a lot of times for weight loss, I will pair CJC Ipamorelin with something called MIC B12 or something called Lipo-C. What these are considered fat burner shots. And MIC is methionine, inositol, choline, all are amino acids that help the body to detoxify, but also as antioxidants, but also to burn fat. B12 is an energy booster, also works on the nervous system. Lipo-C has methionine and acetylcholine. It also has C for carnitine. Carnitine is a fat burner. You'll also find vitamin B1, which is thiamine, in these shots, and you'll also find B6 or B5. B5 is pantothenic acid, B6 is vitamin B6, but it has a capability to help boost serotonin, but at the same time, it's involved in a lot, it's like a mediator in a lot of energy-making processes. Vitamin B1 is a blood sugar stabilizer. It helps you to utilize your carbohydrates more effectively. And so that's why these are used. And sometimes I will pair all of these, and it does get to be a little bit hefty on the injection side of things. And with the B12s and the lipo-Cs, you can do these once a week. You don't have to do those daily. And if you're struggling with certain conditions where you've got a lot of cellulite in a certain area, I will actually inject these into the cellulite multiple times in the area of concern. Like, say you've got some bat wings here and you want to go underneath in the tricep area, we might inject like 8 to 10 times. It's called mesotherapy. It's an old school French therapy to work on cellulite. Then I'll pair it with some cupping. So the glass cupping, Chinese medicine style, some acupuncture. And this is part of your whole weight loss regimen. And I do this in my office to this day. I didn't actually promote it that much for years. And now I'm realizing that I may have done a big disservice to a lot of people by not talking about the options that I do have. And I want to be completely honest that this stuff can work with diet, exercise, lifestyle, mindset change. It's a little more invasive than something that you would think would normally come from a naturopathic doctor, but it is something that can be useful, and it's something that I have used on my own over and over again to try to work to stimulate body composition change to just keep looking as good as I possibly can. Is it vanity? Absolutely. You want to look good as you get older. And you sometimes you got to hack things a little bit. So this is biohacking today 101 in terms of trying to help that weight loss come off and get the fat, really, in particular for us ladies, having that fat suit. I mean, right now in my stage of life, I'm feeling the effects of hormone. I'm seeing that it's easier for my body to put on fat. And so, of course, I'm getting really into these things again when I've kind of fallen off a little bit and now I'm like full on back, because I think we have a need for this, especially since we don't have HCG to help us out. So what's another peptide that I like to use? There's something called sarcotropin IPA. It is a combination of ipamorelin and pralmorelin, which is GHRP2. And they're in a combination in liquid. So that guy can help you quite a bit because you don't have to inject yourself. So it is same kind of thing. It's regulated by the FDA. It's considered a medical food because of its liquid status, but it is a peptide and it can help you with growth hormone production. Once again, in that pituitary gland that sits between your eyes and the cella turcica, if you're paying attention, don't worry, there won't be a quiz later, just me being a geek. But this particular sarcotropin, it's really targeted for helping with total body fat, visceral fat, helping to boost lean body mass and increase your serum production of human growth hormone. And in particular, if you tested levels of IGF-1, so this is something you could do if you're looking at your metabolism and you wanted to know, am I making enough growth hormone, IGF-1 would be a marker. And when I give people sarcotropin, we can check the IGF-1 levels and see, like, have we improved things? A lot of times I don't even have to check the levels because someone will come in and be like, my fat went down on my in-body scan, I'm feeling better, things are looking good. So this is a bonus. The other big thing that I will see with ipamorelin in general, when someone's either doing the injection or the liquid form, I will see folks really tend to have help with their sleep, and digestion even improves, and energy, which is huge. Because for a lot of people that are struggling with weight issues, a lot of times it's like folks are like, I'm just too tired to work out. I don't want to get outside and move. I just don't feel like moving. Well, let's boost your energy. Let's get your growth hormone going. Let's get your metabolism revved up so we can get you there. So let me take a little move here off of what I've got on my board so you can see what sarcotropin is. S-A-R-C-O-T-R-O-P-I-N. That is the combination of pralmorelin. It's a mouthful for me. I don't know about you guys. And I have a lisp. That sucks. It's hard. When I was a kid, I used to have a palate expander and all kinds of things in my mouth for my jaw. And I kind of think I got the lisp from there. So I apologize. Pralmorelin and ipamorelin combo. That is what sarcotropin is. And it's a liquid. It's 4 mL. So a little bit of liquid under your tongue every single morning. Why under your tongue? Because that's where we can absorb the peptides faster, through the tongue. Like if you want to get B12 in faster, put in your tongue. You have an anxiety attack and you want to go natural, take some L-theanine, bust open a capsule, put it under your tongue. If you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you will hear me talk about that a lot. You want to get something in quick, put it under your tongue, because those blood vessels will suck it right up. The other cool part about this liquid sarcotropin is we also have the ability to improve bone density, which a lot of people are struggling with osteoporosis or osteopenia, taking calcium supplements and not seeing results. But we give sarcotropin and now we get some reversal on osteoporosis, osteopenia, and it's kind of impressive. So is it everyone that I have do this? No, it's only the ones that are in their 60s plus that have been doing DEXA scans. So this is your bone density scans. And we're like, wait a minute, your level's improved. That's right, you were doing sarcotropin. There you have it, folks. So this guy can really, really help with your metabolism. And the other big thing that I really like about it is it just helps promote energy and just give you overall just feeling good sensation. I really don't know other than to say, like, it takes a debilitated state and kind of boost you up. It's almost like an adrenal support of sorts, but it's in peptide form. Now, there used to be, it's still around. There's a peptide called MOTC, M-O-T-S-C. And it's injectable, and it was rumored to help your adrenal glands, which I think it does. I tried it myself. I did feel more energetic on it, but it burned so bad to inject that it, like, I got to the point where I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Liquid under the tongue, not a problem. So this is pretty cool. Now, men and women can both do this. This is not a gender-specific thing here. But I will say about sarcotrobin is that if you do have pancreatitis, you have active cancer, you have type 2 diabetes, it's not the best option for you because it can have some issues with overall metabolism of the peptides. Another biggie that is debatable, the company will tell you, with you have a chronic digestive issues, it might not be best for you. I have mentioned, if you've listened to my other podcast, I have a terrible gut. I did okay with sarcotrobin, and some of my other folks did just fine. I think maybe we might be looking at, in the cases of ulcerative colitis or Crohn's, might be hard on those folks. But here's what I'd say. If you're struggling with fatigue and you're struggling with just not feeling good overall, you just feel like you're aging fast and nothing seems to be doing the trick for you, maybe you try some sarcotrobin. Now, here's the thing about sarcotrobin. It's not cheap. Insurance doesn't cover it. It's around $200 to $300 for a month's supply. So yeah, it's a little expensive, but here's the thing. I don't want people on it for life. That's not the goal. This is to help you get over a hump. Maybe you're going through a divorce. Maybe you've just got like some crap going on in work and you've been super stressed out and you were stress eating a ton. And all of a sudden you're like, holy cow, I have a huge fat suit over my muscular body and I don't feel good. Or maybe you're coming off of COVID and you just can't seem to get your energy back. Sarcotrobin might be something to help you get over that hump and just get you to the next stage so that you can start taking care of yourself. Because I don't know how many times I have folks who come in my office and they're like, Doc, I would totally take care of myself if I had enough energy to cook, if I had enough energy to work out, if I had enough energy to do X, Y, Z. Perhaps sarcotrobin might be the peptide to get you there. And that's why I really wanted to mention it. And so as a part of a metabolic dietary plan, I use sarcotrobin. And I use it kind of like the HCG drops, but instead it's 4 milliliters under the tongue each morning. And I have a 45-day official metabolic weight loss plan where we do work on calorie restriction, but it's not in the form of counting calories. It's in the form of looking at portions and doing some intermittent fasting. Now, I am going to be doing a beta testing metabolic program group because I've released it to some of my patients and it's worked well so far. Tried it out on myself, worked nicely, and I'm going to do it again because I liked it so much. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're doing this again because it did work for me. Now, the potential for weight loss here could be like an HCG diet kind of thing. In the 40 days, I have seen people lose 10, 15, up to 20 pounds, which is pretty cool. So I am going to start releasing this program and doing a Facebook group with it and things of that nature. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in jumping into the metabolic reset group with me, send me an email at info@drjkrausnd.com and let's get in touch and talk about how this looks and what the cost is and things of that nature. Because yes, there's a little cost in it because I want you to have some skin in the game. It's nothing crazy. The sarcotrobin has a cost in and of itself that I think is well worth you considering moving things forward. Now, keep in mind that I am in Washington State. I practice medicine in Washington State. If I have to write a prescription for the sarcotrobin, you got to be in Washington State. But if you want to look at the metabolic reset plan and have someone else prescribe the sarcotrobin to you, we can do this. So just something to think about there. Now, that being said, if you're struggling with your metabolism and you're wondering like, where is my metabolism at? Like, what is going on? I also created a ultimate metabolism guide for all the labs. So that is a free download on my website at drjkrausnd.com, and I'll put a link in my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. So something to think about there if you're like, well, maybe I need to find out where my metabolism is at. Is it running on full speed? I do highly recommend doing that because you want pre and post data to know, did this stuff do anything? Obviously, there's data metrics in terms of an in-body scan. So this is an electroimpedance to see your fat, your protein, your carb, your water weight, all of that. Always good to do that to know where things are at too. Because a lot of times, subjectively, we'll be like, but the scale didn't change. But then we go and look at the in-body and we're like, oh, I gained 10 pounds of muscle and dropped 20 pounds of fat. I'm throwing out super arbitrary numbers, but maybe that did happen. So something to consider. Now, I have used CJC, Ipamorelin, and I've used some Sarcotropin on folks, and it does nothing for them. And I'm going to be fully honest that is a risk that can happen. And I'm not here to blow smoke up at anyone's butt that any of this stuff is the most magical stuff in the world. It's worked well for me. It's worked well for some of my clients, but not everybody. So keep that in mind, just in the back of your head. The metabolic program that I have might be just enough for someone. You might not need all the fancy stuff. So, things to think about. Because I don't think that we should be thinking of all of these things like, oh, this is the new magic. No, you need the diet, you need the lifestyle, you need the mindset stuff. But if you combine it all together and we can get you over this tough hump right now, now we're cooking. So, that's how I like to approach this. Now, in June of 2021, we had a new medication released called Wegovy, some people call it, Wegovy. It is called a semaglutide. It's for lowering obesity. It's the first weight loss injection that's really based off of a diabetes medication. Ozempic, do you guys remember that? Ozempic. Yeah, you know the commercial. You know. These things that you hear on TV, it's the same category of drug, but instead this one was found at 2.4 milligrams, the highest amount in the injection. You ramp up on it, that it actually helped with weight management, and in particular, helping with folks who either had a BMI over 30 or also had blood pressure elevations, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol. It could be used together to help to lower weight. And of course, they mentioned reduced calorie diet, increased physical activity also helped. But really what this thing did is it works on something called a GLP-1 receptor, glucagon-like peptide receptor. And what it's doing is regulating your hunger and your food intake. And over 16 to 20 weeks, they found by increasing slowly up to that 2.4 milligrams, folks were able to lose some weight. Now, in the research study, I'm going to read a little bit here because I had to take some notes. The average person was 46 years of age, and 74% of the folks in the study were female. And the average body weight was around 231 pounds, and BMI was around 38 on average. And those folks that did that lost 12.4% of their body weight, which is pretty decent for that 16 to 20 week time frame. And it's enough to get you over the hump. You don't need to keep going with it. Like, let's do the lifestyle stuff. I think for a lot of us, we just need that win, right? We need that, like, all right, I'm on a roll, I'm losing some weight, I'm feeling good, my energy's up. Now I can start to take care of myself. Now I can start to make my own food. Now I can start to do this or that. And we just need that get over the hump business. And so Wegovy does have some pretty promising data here. My only concern about it, and like with any new medication, is it's expensive. It's about $1,000 to $5,000, which I've heard on the high end, a month. That's a lot, especially when we're talking about a 16 to 20 week protocol, because now we're looking at 4 to 5 months. You do the math, it's a lot of money. But what's your health worth to you? In this case, it might be a benefit for you. Now, if you've tried Ozempic, it's a very similar med and you didn't do so well. You had diarrhea, you had nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. Semaglutides have that. They can irritate the gut quite a bit. If you have any history of thyroid cancer in your family or personally yourself, I wouldn't do a semaglutide for weight loss. I just wouldn't do it. I would go back to, let's do the sarcotropin, because there's no, let's put it this way. Nothing comes without a risk. Everything has a little bit of a risk. Herbs, peptides, whatnot. Keep in mind, peptides are small protein fragments that signal the body to do certain things. In this case, these particular peptides are triggering your body to make more human growth hormone. We don't want the body to go crazy with the human growth hormone, so we would monitor it. But it does come with a risk. Everything does. It's just, I think in this case, when I get asked the question like, hey, doc, what else can I do to just get me over the hump? I know that someone's desperate at that point. Now, there is one other medication that I didn't talk about. I can't personally prescribe it as a naturopathic doctor. It's called phentermine. You've probably heard of phentermine. It's an amphetamine. It works like an amphetamine. It basically is an appetite suppressant and a booster of noradrenaline. So it boosts your adrenaline. So you get a little cracked out. Maybe the energy boost from it can help you to get some things done so that you can start working out and get over the hump. I'm not entirely opposed to it. Have I seen amazing success with it? Not really. It's not as much as I would like to. Now, research shows it can be taken between 3-6 weeks. A lot of times I'm seeing people on it for months at a time and repeating cycles of even like 2-3 months at a time on it. So I don't know how hard and fast that rule is of how long you can be on it. But I do know with research, it's not saying not to go over somewhere between 6 weeks or so. So I don't prescribe it, so I can't say. But what I will say is that of the people that do get success with the phentermine, it's the folks that start exercising, start working on their lifestyle, start working on the mindset to get the weight loss off. Same thing with the sarcotropin and the peptides. Same thing with the CJC. Epimeralin. So if you're sitting on the podcast right now and you're like, all right, doc, you've given me a ton of things to think about, but I really don't know what direction to go. Let's put it this way. I love people to get labs because labs are going to give you a ton of information as to what is kind of up with your metabolism. If you have concrete blood sugar issues, insulin resistance, so say your insulin resistance scores up, say your fasting blood sugar is elevated, say your hemoglobin A1C is elevated, what that means is you've got some issues with processing glucose, so blood sugar in your body. I would recommend in your case, considering Wegovy, that's one option. Or I would be like, all right, some lifestyle changes, let's kind of get that going. And then some sarcotropin. If you are someone that you don't have any blood sugar issues, but maybe you're just struggling with, you like food, you're fatigued, so you haven't been moving as much, you're starting to notice the effects of aging, life is catching up with you, I would go back to the sarcotropin. It's easy to take. It's liquid. If you're someone who's like, I'm just so tired and I have like 60 to 80 pounds to lose and I don't want to inject myself, I don't want to do that, I just want some energy, phentermine might be your option. You've got to go to a medical doctor for that. Naturopaths cannot prescribe that. Or say you're someone who's like, all right, I really want to get my muscles a little bit stronger. I want to build them out. I'm doing some heavier lifting in the gym, but I'm struggling with sleep a little bit. That's where I would say consider the CJC Ipamorelin. That I like, especially for sleep struggles. Now, I did mention the sarcotropin is good for that as well. So I think really the difference between CJC Ipamorelin and the sarcotropin combo, the Pralmorelin and the Ipamorelin, honestly, it boils down to, do you want to keep injecting yourself every single night? Or would you rather do a liquid? Most people opt for the liquid. Have I seen a difference in results between CJC Ipamorelin and the sarcotropin? Honestly, the results lie in how well someone does the protocol, meaning compliance. What's going to get more compliance? Liquid. So my vote for what is the best HCG diet alternative is sarcotropin at this point, combined with a metabolic plan, meaning something that's going to help you to get your metabolism into gear, to kick it into kick you in the pants a little bit to get things moving for you. So I am combining the sarcotropin with a specialized metabolic program in my office here in Tacoma and in Renton. And online, I'm helping folks coach through some of the metabolic plans that go with the sarcotropin. But keep in mind that you have to be a Washington State resident if I'm going to be prescribing any sarcotropin for you. So something to keep in mind. There are plenty of other folks out there that can help you in different states. Because if you look up weight loss programs now, you're going to see a lot of the sarcotropin out there. Now, would I add in injections, like I mentioned before, the MYC B12 and those kind of things? So MYC B12, remember, that's methionine, inositol, choline, three amino acids that help with fat burn. Or would I do a lipo C combo? It depends on what we're looking at. How much fat percentage do we need to lose? I might use the lipo C a little bit more combined with the sarcotropin. That way it's one injection a week versus nightly injections with the combination of the CJC Ipamorelin. So there are different options for weight loss and getting you over that hump. And there are plenty of functional medicine doctors and folks out there that are doing very similar things. So know that there are alternatives to the human chorionic gonadotropin, the HCG diet. You just got to do a little bit of work in terms of lifestyle and things of that nature. And hey, let's put it this way. There is no magic fix to weight loss, of course, unless you get weight loss surgery. But there is no magic fix. You need to be able to maintain it anyway. So why not use something to get you over the hump as you're working on mastering the mindset and the lifestyle changes you need to make lasting results with your weight? So that's my spiel on the human chorionic gonadotropin diet alternatives, so the HCG diet alternatives. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I love answering questions from patients and listeners alike, and this one happened to be a patient question, but I am up for answering any questions, so please submit questions to me. Let me know what you want to learn about. And if you're interested in learning more about what I have to offer at my office, by all means, send me a message at info@drjkrausnd.com, or you can give us a call directly to the office as well. You'll find all that information on my website at drjkrausnd.com. And all the details from everything I presented today will be there as well. So you have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a wonderful day, whatever you're doing. Hey, Health Junkie, do you want to take the conversation to the next level based off of the Health Fix podcast? Well, you're in luck. Head over to the Facebook group for this podcast called Find Your Health Fix. There you'll find me answering questions, but also dropping in all kinds of tidbits and keeping the conversation going all about health. And you'll never know what you might learn and what might open up a door to a new you. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Health Fix podcast. This podcast was brought to you by Blue Blocks, the blue light blocking glasses. If you follow me on Instagram, you will see me wearing my computer glasses. Those are the Galaxy version. They're fabulous. I have not been having headaches in my office thanks to those awful, awful overhead lights that we have. Those buggers are blah. So anyway, blue light blocking glasses, game changers for your health. Check out them at blueblocks.com.